about the importance of a perfect heart. Notice, first of all, his imperfect heart. We've already read it in your hearing. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. The brothers already said tonight, our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. I believe in discernment. I believe you ought to have discernment. The pastor has discernment. But I'm going to tell you, friend, I've been fooled so many times. I was preaching on the radio and trying to expose what the Lord had me to expose and preach against sin like God has a lot of God's men to do. Amen. And I was thinking about a young man, and I wouldn't mention Brother David who he was, but he was being used of God. I thought, others thought, years ago, preaching all over North Carolina, preaching other places, and come to find out he was in the height of wickedness.
Right.
In the depths of sin.
Right.
There's one thing about it. God knows your heart. I wonder how many people's hearts are pulled back and forth.
Right.
Because their heart is not perfect in the sight of God. Now, this is not talking about sinless perfection. We know that according to the Word of God. There's nobody that can say, I've made my heart clean, I'm pure from my sin. There's nobody that can say, amen, that they've never committed sin. Back up where I'm from in northeast Tennessee, up near Virginia, amen, we got some people that think they never sin, but you got to watch out for them people because they're liars, amen. So it's not talking about sinless perfection. But this word has to do with completeness and thoroughness. And God wants, amen, listen, our hearts to be thoroughly right with God, thoroughly cleansed. Our hearts should be set, thank God, on serving God and giving Him our all. Hallelujah.
Right.
And God will bless us,
sir,
if we'll do that. Grace, I tell you, the one of the most wonderful things in my life is when Daddy bowed at an old-fashioned altar, not just one time, but many times, and poured out my heart to God. And God cleansed my heart, and God set my thoughts aright. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want my heart to be right with God.
Sure.
You don't hear that song too often today. You don't hear a lot of these hymns that you hear in this church sung in a lot of our churches today. Is our heart right with God?
Good.
What a blessing. What a thought-provoking question.
It is, yeah.
And it manifested in Amaziah's life that his heart was not right with God. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Young people, keep your hearts broken in the sight of God. Don't be haughty like Jacob that we preached about this morning, and God had to touch him, and God had to, handicap him in such a way that he was humbled in the prayer. I'm going to tell you, God knows how to touch you, young people. Amen. God can touch you in the most intricate ways, amen, that you'll humble yourself in the sight of God. And you don't want God to humble you, amen.
That's right.
May God help us, amen, that our hearts will be right with God, right in the sight of God. But Amaziah, his heart was not right with God. His heart was not steadfast on the things of the Lord. And it began to affect his thinking. He began to have, as many times Israel would have problem with the Edomites, and a lot of these, the Hittites, the Edomites, the Amorites, a lot of them, Brother Stephen, is types of the flesh and the world that fight against God's people, and they hit you from behind, amen. And listen, friend, and so he began to have problems with the children of Seir. And he was going to go out and fight against them, and He said, well, I probably need some help. I'm going to yoke up with, but out there is a lot of yoking up today, amen. I will tell you, hey, we don't want to yoke up with what God said. We don't want to yoke up with the King James Bible, amen. We're all trying to, can't we all get along? And can't we all get together? Amen. Hey, I have no problem fellowshipping with you. If you love the Lord and love the Bible, I have no problem with that. Hey, but I can't fellowship with the ungodly. As far as in religious matters. So he tried to hire some of those from Israel. And tried to yoke up with them. I'm going to tell you, friend, you don't need the help of the ungodly to do God's work. No. Israel had long departed from the Lord. Who are you yoking up with?
Sorry.
I preached in a family. I didn't know if I was going to get invited back, and I've preached there for years. I preached in a family camp last year, amen, and preached three nights in succession and took the same text. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I'm telling you, my heart is sickened, my dear brother, as I'm seeing our young people out of good Bible preaching churches that know what's right, and suddenly they're yoking up, amen, with the ungodly, and yoking up with worldly girls, and yoking up with worldly boys, amen. And I'm going to tell you, friend, hey, it ain't right. It ain't never been right.
That's right.
I wonder, because now I've got girls that are coming on, and Bethany will soon be 17 years of age, and no, she ain't ready to marry. But I'm wondering, because there ain't a lot of people seeking after the Lord.
You're right, preacher.
And there ain't a lot of godliness today. And I'm not the only one right, and I'm not saying I'm the only one right. But I'm going to tell you what, Bethany, if you want somebody that is godly, you're going to have to be godly yourself. If you want somebody, amen, that their heart's after God, Bethany, you're going to have to seek God. You're going to have to paint after God yourself.
That's right, preacher. That's right. Want to be the one.
God was merciful to me. But I was seeking the Lord and seeking what God wanted for my life. And God, I'm telling you, young people, God can bless you. God can give you, listen, and fulfill every dream you ever had. And I'm going to tell you, you can live for God and be happy about it. God provided my needs through Sister Rose. Listen, and I'm thanking God that God saved her. And listen, friend, hey, she has been a fulfillment and completeness in my life.
Good.
It helped other. Hey, there was a lot of people, amen. It increased their prayer life praying for my wife once they found out I got married. What a blessing. Hey, you don't have to give in to the world. You don't have to sell out.
Hey, man.
Hey, you don't have to give in, young man. Right. Listen, friend, God can provide everything you need. Right. He can be your completeness and so much more.
Yes, sir.
You ask these men that are trying to seek the Lord and your pastor, what a blessing it is. God can bring along Miss Wright, Mr. Wright. Hallelujah.
Sure he can.
You don't have to yoke up with the ungodly.
Right. That's right.
I've known young men, Brother Zach, that have heard preaching all their life, amen, about old time sanctified holy living. Now they're trying to yoke up with the ungodly.
Sir.
That's right.
I'm not against sinners. I love sinners.
Amen.
I've told you before, amen. I've had the opportunity to stand on the streets of America and to God be the glory, preach to more sinners than most people have had in a lifetime.
Lord.
And I thank the Lord for it. I'm after sinners. I love sinners. But we ain't supposed to yoke up with the ungodly if we're God's people.
That's right.
Amen. You better listen, young man. World looks mighty appealing.
Sure.
And Amaziah said, well, we need some help. Let's go here and hire some of the Israel forsaken God years ago. Israel followed after Baal and Ashtaroth and Molech and was following the gods of the world. And listen, friend, they wasn't going to be a help to him. They was going to be a hindrance to him. Amen? So see what I'm trying to say. God doesn't just want to, don't miss this. God doesn't just want, listen to me, young people. God doesn't just want a partnership with us. God wants ownership of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's good.
God doesn't want to just say, hey, we're not entering into some kind of partnership. Right. Hey, when God saves you, he wants all of you.
Right. That's
he demands every bit of you.
Right.
You say, I wasn't that serious, amen, when I come to him. He was. He was. But Israel had forsaken God, and his imperfect heart hurriedly led to his idolatrous heart. They fight the children of Edom, the children of Seir, the Edomites. They've sent the troops from Israel back. They're all upset about it. And Amaziah had to be a Baptist. He said, what am I going to do with all this money? What am I going to do with all this money? I've been paying for these troops. I don't have time to read it. He said, God's able to provide a lot more than this, amen, if you'll trust the Lord about this thing. And so he sent them back, and God gave great victory over the children of Seir. Great victory. But his heart is not perfect in the sight of God. Just like some of you, your heart ain't perfect in the sight of God. And his imperfect heart led to his idolatrous heart.
Sure.
So they overcome the enemies of God. They give the third thrashing. In southwest Virginia, we say they towed him a whooping. They towed him real whooping. And then what he does, he finds their idols of the children of Seir, and he takes their idols, read it, and sets them up to be his God, and begins thanking those idols for the victory. Listen, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I have seen it time and time and time again. I'm thrilled you're in the house of God. Brother Dave, you don't know most of these people here. There's a majority of them. They're faithful Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, the people are here. Faithful in the services. But Brother Guptin, we have seen it time and time again. The people's hearts in some chamber was not given over to God. Leave open that void and leaves it open for idols.
Sure.
He bows down to the idols of the people that were not able to deliver their own people out of his hands. And you know what happened? The pastor showed up. You say, really? Hey, I'm not preaching to them, I'm preaching to you. A preacher showed up. An evangelist showed up and said, your heart's not right with God. How do you know our heart's not right with God? Because you got idols.
That's right.
Because idols is dominating your heart. That's why I know your heart's not right with God.
It's good.
Young people, we just don't want to see you go down a path of destruction.
That's right.
We in no way belittle Brother David, these men's testimonies. But you would say, and the pastor would say, you don't have to go down to the depths of sin. There's a lot of people, amen, thank God for the grace that has delivered these men. Brother Guptin, what about the folks that went down there and never came back? They never came back. people to see that your heart that's not totally committed to God ends up being committed many times to other affections.
Right.
That's why he said, set. Set your affection.
Amen.
Set is a deliberate action. I take this glass and I set it there. It's a deliberate action. You've got to take deliberate action. My heart wavers.
Right.
My heart has other affection, Lord, that it chooses trying to follow after. I've got to set my affection on things above, on things of the earth. His idolatrous heart. Revelation chapter 2, we find the church of Ephesus that's been very much commended. A lot of good things are said about this church. But not only are these churches in the book of Revelation have historical application, personal application, but I personally believe it's a progression. And it comes down to, in Revelation chapter 3, that they're neither hot nor cold, they're just lukewarm. And one writer said, you would think the last thing that the church would need in these last days is a refrigerator. But I'm going to tell you, friends, your heart can get cold on the things of God.
Okay.
And it'll make you lukewarm and sickly,
yes, sir,
in the work of God.
Yeah.
You're not to love the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. Whoso doeth the will of my Father abideth forever. Listen to me, I'm about through. So what about hard preaching? There ain't many churches today that could take James, the half-brother of our Lord's preaching. And he said, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity against God? Whosoever therefore be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Right.
I've told y'all many times before, James is the only person in the Bible that calls saints sinners. He said, oh, he'd come and say, you bunch of sinners. Thank God, hallelujah. I'm glad I've been delivered by the grace of God. I tell you what, I don't want my heart to go astray from the
matter. That's right,
preacher. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. So here it is. The man of God comes and rebukes Amaziah. And Amaziah don't repent. Amaziah don't get right. Amaziah don't humble himself in the sight of the Lord. Amaziah gets upset.
Right.
He said, art thou made of the king's counsel? Forbear. He said, you better shut your mouth, amen. I'm the king around here. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter if it's me or whoever it is. If I'm not right with God, amen, then I need God to rebuke me about that.
Right.
Pastor's already said it. Now, we're not being belligerent about this, but I'm going to tell you where the problem lies. In many of our churches today, amen, it's lying who is behind in leadership, and may God help us that our hearts will be right with God. How can I expect grace for you to go any farther than I've went with the Lord? Samuel, how are you going to have an example of what godliness and holiness is if I and the men of God don't set the example of what it is?
Right.
And if we don't have that, we're going to have all kinds of people like we're seeing today going into idolatry.
Right.
And the man of God, the prophet of God, said, I didn't see the course is set. And I'm going to tell you, young people, we as men of God can't make you do right. Y'all have had a real opportunity to be in a home where I believe Brother Guffin, Sister Guffin, has tried to lead you right. But I found out years ago, I can't make people do anything. Mm-hmm. I just want to walk right out the door and go live a life that's far to approach God. Trying to tell you tonight, you better get all these things out of your life, because it not only leads to an imperfect heart, an idolatrous heart, it ends up being an influenced heart. I'm not going to deal with any more. An influenced heart. Thinking about your parents are concerned about you.
Sir.
That's why they got you in church such as this. That's why they set you under preaching such as this.
Right.
That's why they take you, and my parents took me to old-fashioned meetings.
Right.
Where there was blood in the cracks and guts on the wall. Preacher said, listen, I thought they peeled the skin off and poured the salt on. That's the kind of preaching I heard over the years.
That's right.
When God got a hold of my heart and saved me, amen. And I'm not saying I'm nothing, Brother David. But I said years ago, I said, I want to be God's man and I want to be that kind of preacher.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Brother Zach. What a blessing, amen.
Amen.
Listen to me, used of God and have a heart that paints after the Lord.
Right.
I don't want my heart to be influenced and swayed. Let me ask you this. You ever took some time out to say, God, what would you want me to do with my life? I've told you young people this before. Don't you think it'd be worth your while, young man, to take some time off? I'm going to promote laziness and go find a place of prayer.
Hey.
And say, oh God, what would thou have me do? Before I wreck my life, before I mess up my life.
Right.
What do you want me to do, God? Yeah, is there anything for me to do in the service of the Lord?
It's good.
Is God not calling preachers any longer? I don't believe that. And I don't believe, like I mentioned in Isaiah 6, I don't believe that was the first time, dear brother, that the call went out. People wasn't a place that they could hear.
That's it.
Hey! If I'm on the other end of Knoxville, I don't care if you think I'm too loud when I preach, or Brother Zach's too loud when we preach. If we're on the west end of Knoxville, I don't care how loud we're calling, you can't hear it. Got to scooch up close, because he ain't always screaming like I do, Brother Rose does.
Right.
Sometimes it's a still small voice.
Right.
Imperfect heart, a daughter's heart. I mean, it don't make no sense. Brother, they know years it hadn't made no sense. What I've seen people do.
Right.
And what I've seen them go out and do, it makes no sense. It tells me their heart's not right with God.
Right, buddy. It's crazy. Right.
Leave good Bible preaching churches. Get out from under the good influence, the preaching of the Word of God. We got some liberty now. We got liberty now. Yeah, I see. You're living the way the world is.
Yeah.
Come out from under. God, under all these restrictions.
Yes, sir.
Amen, friend. I appreciate a message I heard here lately, amen. They preached on walls work. I think we ought to get building, amen. And put several of the Senate and Congress behind us on the other side. Let him legislate from Mexico. I'm Preacher Rose, and I approve that message.
But I'm going to tell you, thank God for the walls that are put up in our lives.
Yes, sir.
Because, buddy, I tell you what, there's a lot of influences out there, Brother Floyd. There's a lot of voices out there coming from every angle, dear brother, that's trying to influence our young people. Right. It's trying to influence your precious boys here. And it doesn't matter. Listen, I believe that we ought to keep it tight. We ought to keep it right. But it's amazing the influence that's on these, the pressure that can be placed upon these young people. How you doing? I'm going to preach y'all just a minute. Many times it seems like we're the only one. Is that not so, Bethany? I'm glad for places of encouragement like this, where you see some young people and some people trying to live for God.
Right.
Because the pressure's on. And the devil will start playing with your mind. The only person I'm hearing is from that. And the devil starts saying, he could be. Everybody else is against him. Dad's saying one thing. Everybody else is saying something different.
That's right, preacher.
Don't let the world influence your heart.
Amen.
Don't let the devil get in there and wreak havoc in your heart. Brother Tim, I tell you, I try to tread so lightly because I have seen. See, I started later than most people. Get married, my precious wife, never been married before, of course. And God has blessed us thus far with 7 children. I've seen so many families wrecked by the devil, the world. Their hearts not turned toward God. I'm closing by saying this, you're not ever going to serve the Lord if your heart is turned after the things of this world. You're never saved by the grace of God.
That's right.
God takes that heart and he crushes it, grinds it up. Thank God he can give you a new heart.
Amen.
And a new spirit.
Yes, sir.
But you want to serve the Lord. Never. You've heard the message already. Every good thing you do before you get saved is sin in the sight of God.
That's right.
You need your heart turned toward the Lord. If you'll do that, oh my, God will bless you, young man.
Yes,
God will help you. God can use you. It's untelling. It's untelling, brother, what God can do with your boys. What God can do with your girls. If our hearts can get right inside. Parents, if you listen to me, I know we've geared these services toward the young people, but are you parents? Are you right with God? Are you setting the example in the home? Not just your church attendance.
Right.
Not just your church pretendance.
Right.
Are we setting an example in the home? Because them children know who's really sitting in this pew.
Sir, it's good.
That's right.
Brother Gupton and other preachers can preach all day long. But you're preaching more with your life throughout the week than they're hearing at church.
Right.
Got to be real.
That's right.
We got to find a place of prayer.
Right.
We got to get a hold of God for our young people so God can get a hold of their hearts.